And welcome back inside the cave on this Thursday morning. And as promised this morning, we are going to be talking with head football coach at Britton Deerfield High School, Eric Johnson. And Eric, welcome to Inside the Cave this morning.
Hey, thank you, John and Pat. I appreciate it for having me on this morning. It looks like it's going to be a great day.
Yeah, it's going to be a great day, and tomorrow also a great day, and you're going to be traveling to Morenci to take on the Morenci Bulldogs, and you're coming off your first victory of the season. You had to go quite a ways to get it, but hey, a win is a win.
Yeah, it was 686 round trip miles, so it was a unique experience for the boys going up there to Cedarville and the families. You know, we had probably quite a few kids that have never went across the bridge, and you know, so to go up there and get to stay the night and play up there, it was very, like I said, it was unique. It was great team bonding, and families were very supportive and driving all the kids up there because we did carpool. And you know, I don't think anybody from Cedarville is listening, but if they are, they did a great job of hosting us and giving us some meals after the game on Saturday. So we appreciate all they did too.
And you know, how did this all come about, going all that way for a football game?
Well, you know, this past summer we had two teams drop from our Tri-River 8. One went to a new league. That was Grand Rapids North Point Christian. And then Vandercook Lake went back to 11-man football. And so that left, I was able to fill the North Point Christian fairly quickly with Martin. Yeah, I'm sure not a lot of teams want to play the defending state champions, but hey, I said we'll play anybody. So we found them, and then week four was still open, and it was hard to find anybody at that time. And Cedarville's athletic director reached out to me, and we just started talking, and we talked about meeting halfway. You know, the more I thought about it, though, and talked to our boys, the ones, you know, that really, like I said, not many had been up that far. And so I thought it would be a cool experience, and we definitely had time to plan for it. So that's kind of how the game came about. You know, didn't know much about them going in. You know, obviously we go up there, they're undefeated, and we hadn't won a game yet. So, but we've been trending in the right direction. We've been getting better, executing better, getting more physical. So those are all good things as you're moving on through the halfway point of the season.
You know, Eric, a real challenge these days from a scheduling standpoint for a lot of schools. You mentioned Vandercook Lake. I think that's the first school I've heard of that went from 11 to 8 and now back to 11.
Yeah, you haven't heard of it very much. I know, you know, in a couple of weeks we're going to play Maple Valley, who's in our league this year, and they're going back to 11-man next season in 2024. So it's happening. There's a few schools that are going back. You know, I think, you know, for different reasons, you know, I think sometimes the 215 number for enrollment and they can't make the playoffs. I know Maple Valley's in that boat. So, you know, I think after a while, you know, probably community and everybody wants to see or at least have the opportunity to go to the postseason. So, and their numbers are strong. They're getting stronger. They've had real good numbers in their middle school and things like that. So, you know, I think people do it for different reasons, you know, and if their enrollment's trending in the right direction. So,
well, your game with Cedarville, I was just looking at some of the stats, and the running game seemed to be working for you quite well. Jaden Brooks, 8 carries for 160 yards.
Yeah, one of them came in a big chunk play. It was about an 85-yard run on that one. But, you know, we spread the ball around. We had some different guys carry the ball. Caden Freeman, you know, kind of saw his first major action of the season, which was good. And, you know, we still threw the ball. You know, we turned the ball over a couple times, which you never like to do, but we did cause 7 turnovers. So if we can keep trending in that direction, we'll take that. So,
so defense has been pretty strong for you.
Yeah, it was good last week. You know, I'm not going to say it's been our strong point in the season. We've given up quite a few points, but we're getting better. And, you know, we're ironing some things out on defense. You know, you see things that are working and things that are not, and you want to put your kids in the best possible position to be successful. So, you know, that's what we're doing. And, you know, offensively, we just had a lot of kids that were starting their first varsity football game in week one, and you know, they're starting to, I guess, you know, grow up a little bit, and you know, some of the sophomores that are starting on varsity, some of the juniors, and so, you know, we're trending, like I said, in the right direction, which is good. That's where you want to be going.
Eric, you and Morenci, you don't have a lot of common opponents on the schedule. Does that make it a little more challenging from a scouting standpoint?
I think so. You know, we're really good in our league as far as sharing film. You know, Morenci's in the Tri-River 8 for football, and we do a league pool. So we actually trade every film. So, you know, we get a pretty good scouting report and get to see some things. You know, they did have one less game, so, you know, we get one less game to look at. But, you know, I understand, you know, things happen in today's age where you just, especially in eight-man football, you don't have enough healthy players or injuries or sickness. I mean, it just can go through a team.
Yeah, I know numbers sometimes can be a problem. What are the numbers looking for you over at Britton Deerfield?
This year we're strong. I mean, you know, I have 33 football players out. That's the most since 2018. You know, we have 17 of those kids are on varsity. We have 16 on JV. So we're playing a full junior varsity eight-man schedule, which is great because our, you know, most of our freshmen are getting game time reps, and you know, so that's helping build our program. Our middle school numbers look good. You know, we got 17 kids in that class, but or between. So we five of them are in eighth grade. So, you know, we go through those trends, and when you're playing in small school football, you'll have a senior group of maybe eight or nine, but then you'll have a senior, you know, another group that's four or five. So, you know, we just try to keep them. If I can stay, you know, I've always said if I can be right around 26 players, 27 players, we're in a good spot, and we're obviously over that right now.
It seems around the county we're seeing a lot of underclassmen playing a lot of football, and of course that fifth quarter rule probably has something to do with it too.
Oh yeah, definitely. I think you know, it obviously helps out some smaller rosters, and you know, and it helps out some teams when, you know, the games kind of get away from them, whether they're up a lot or down a lot, and they can, you know, in the fourth quarter, they can put in some younger guys to get them game reps, probably keep their starters healthy. So, you know, the fifth quarter rule has been great for us. I mean, you know, we use it. Just depends on year to year how much we really have to use it. So, but I do like the rule.
Can you tell us some of the things about Morenci that your club is trying to game plan for?
Sure. Coach Wilson's got them playing well right now. I mean, they're 2-2 or 2-1, if you know, however you look at it. But you know, they've got a couple good wins against a couple Ohio schools where they've put a lot of points on the board. You know, their quarterback's a senior, and he can sling the ball around, good runner, you know, manages their offense. And you know, they got a really good running back, and I think his name's Michael Rising. He does a great job of carrying the football fast, big play capability. You know, it looks like their skilled guys are coming along at the tight end position and wing position. And I know he's playing some younger players, and you know, like you said, Pat, there's a lot of younger players playing, and he's playing quite a few younger players. And but they're all growing together. And you know, obviously, I've known Coach Wilson a long time. Coached against him when I was at Summerfield, and he was a player. So, you know, we've talked a little bit, and you know, he's trying to build that program back up the right way. And so, you know, I know the numbers will come. He's a good coach, and he's got a good coaching staff, and they'll get more numbers. But yeah, they have some explosive capabilities on offense. You know, defensively, you know, they just show you some different looks and can bring guys from different spots as far as blitzing. So, you know, we got to be smart up front and see who we're blocking.
So, can you give us that? What are some of the things that your club has done, has improved on over the course of the season so far?
Sure. I mean, I think on offense, our offensive line, you know, and when I say an eight-man, like our offensive line is our center, our two guards, and our two tight ends. I mean, that's our offensive line. And they've gotten, they've gelled together. You know, we start, you know, two sophomores on that, on the interior three, you know, we had to make some changes in the beginning of the season. You know, I had Colin Johnson kind of lining up all over the place, and he's one of our, you know, a 2-year starter and all league player on the offensive line the last 2 years. But you know, he's very skillful, and I tried to move him around in different spots, and so we moved him back to the offensive line because we just had to solidify it. And since we've done that, you know, he's kind of taken charge of that group, and we've seen a lot of improvement, you know, in games and in practices, obviously. And so it started with them, just execution. We're just running our plays faster, you know, more confidently. I don't think we were very confident, especially in week one against LCS. I mean, they can take some confidence out of you quick. And so, you know, I think maybe that lingered in week two when we played a good Holgate team. You know, both those teams are undefeated. And, you know, then we saw some flashes against Concord. Had probably a chance to win that game. You know, looking back, you know, we were right there. It was, you know, we lost with 36 seconds to go in the game. And, you know, we felt pretty good going up there to the UP to Cedarville. If we executed, we could be right in that game. And that's what we did. So offensively, that's what it's been. Defensively, you know, we've tried to make things a little bit, I guess, simpler since the beginning of the year. You know, we were switching the defense and going to a little different look. And so we've just kind of simplified all that, made it a lot simpler for the guys. And we're just thinking a lot less than just playing football, which has been great.
Well, you put up 34 points this last week. Morenci put up 38, just looking at some of their stats. Their quarterback threw for over 113 yards. Of course, 8-player football, you see an awful lot of passing. Is that going to be true for this game coming up Friday?
I mean, I think you're going to see the ball in the air. We try to be, you know, it doesn't matter if I've been an 11-man or 8-man coach, we try to be 50-50. We want to be able to run and pass. So, you know, we're going to try to be balanced. You know, I know Morenci, you know, for week one they came out and they were slinging the ball around all over. They were spread, and then since then they've kind of went to some power running and play action. So, you know, we got a lot to prepare for against them. But you're probably going to see the ball in there at least 20 times in the game, I imagine, combined, maybe more.
Yeah, you talk about that, but you know, the ground game in 8-player is really vital, and I think most of the teams would probably prefer to go in that direction if they have the players to do that. I'm expecting some decent yardage on the ground from both of these clubs on Friday.
Yeah, I mean, they got, like you said. I mean, we want to run the ball. There's no that, you know, we want to win the battle up front and control the clock as much as we can. You know, we're more of a play action type passing team. I mean, we do have drop back and we do that, but we've been running a little bit more play action lately, and we got a good stable of running backs. Our quarterbacks have been running the ball hard. You know, we'll hand the ball to our receivers, you know, on jet sweeps and things like that. So, I mean, we're definitely, John, gonna be trying to run the ball. You know, there's no doubt about that. But like you said, you know, we want to mix it up. And obviously, Morenci has the big play capability, the rising kid. I think he's had a 300-yard rushing game, another 200-yard rushing game. I mean, they're obviously putting the ball in his hands quite a bit to make big plays. So, yeah, I think there'll be some explosive plays on the ground, too.
We haven't talked about the special teams aspect of the game. How does your special teams look so far this season?
Our special teams has looked really good. You know, we're a big onside kicking team. So we do a lot of different types of onside kicks, but we've been kicking deep more this year, at least on our kickoff. And, you know, Colin Johnson's been handling our kickoff duties, and we've had good coverage. And, you know, we almost broke a kick return for a touchdown up at Cedarville on the opening kickoff. You know, we returned it deep into their territory. You know, we struggled last week in our punt game. We've been working on that. We had 2 snaps go over the head of our punter, so obviously – we need to clean that up because, you know, those are basically just turnovers. And so, you know, all in all, we've gotten better. Like I said, we got some young guys that are playing on our special teams too. But, like, I think like everything, our offense and defense, we're just trending in the right direction. So we hope that continues on Friday.
Well, Eric, we are out of time here on Inside the Cave, but we certainly want to thank you for taking time this morning to talk about us. And we'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow night down in Morenci.
All right, guys. Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you. Eric Johnson, our guest here this morning on Inside the Cave, head football coach at Britton Deerfield. And that will be our lead game tomorrow night here on 96.5 The Cave. The Britton Patriots, Britton Deerfield Patriots, taking on the Morenci Bulldogs.